This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So primarily, I should start off by seeking the forgiveness of Allah. قُلْ تُسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا Nuh alayhi salam told his people, seek the forgiveness of Allah. He is indeed oft forgiving, most forgiving. He will continue to forgive you. The term ghaffar refers to one who is going to keep forgiving you. That's Allah. Allah alone does that. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا He says, if you were to seek forgiveness, not only will Allah forgive you, but He will open the skies for you. He will grant you beneficial rain. He will sustain you. He will give you children and offspring. He will bless you in every single way because you're now on the right page. You made peace with the owner of protection. You are now protected. Subhanallah. You made peace with the owner of sustenance. He will now sustain you. You made peace with the owner of forgiveness. He has forgiven you. May Allah be pleased with us. So our connection with Allah needs to be looked into. Make amends. You have to improve your relationship with Allah. And obviously, if I'm seeking the forgiveness of Allah, I need to quit and abandon sin and promise Allah, I'm not going to commit it again. May Allah forgive us for whatever sins we've committed, and may we never commit those sins again. May we turn to Allah before we return to Allah. May we turn to Allah before we return to Allah. That is a powerful statement, my brothers and sisters. We don't know when we are going to return to Allah, but right now we know we can turn to Allah so that when we do return to Him, we would have turned to Him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. No one knows when He is going to go with this new variant, supposedly. People are actually being lost on a daily basis. Do you realize that here in Southern Africa, we've lost a lot of scholars? I saw a list drawn up the other day of scholars that we lost within the last year, and there were almost 50 of them. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah Ta'ala la yaqbidu al-ilma intiza'an yantazi'uhu min al-nas. ولكن يقبضه بموت العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. One of the signs of the hour is Allah is going to snatch and take away the scholars. And Allah says, we're not just going to snatch them like snatching, but we will take them away through death. They will die one by one. And when all the scholars have passed on, people will consider the ignorant as their leaders. They will be asked, they will respond with ignorance. They themselves will be ignorant and they will be leading others towards ignorance. That's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ.